Everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen and amen. As always, please remember to support the ministry as you are led. You can do that now or at the end of service. So don't forget to give your tithes and your offerings. And for those of you online, we just welcome you as well. And we are happy to see you virtually in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen. So turn me to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5, Luke chapter 5. This morning I will be ministering on the thought, why is God blessing me? Why is God blessing me? Now I know that sounds like I'm bragging or something like that, but that's not the case. See, oftentimes we come to church and we hear things like, God's gonna bless you, God's gonna bring you into this season. And you know, if you walk with God, God begins to straighten your life. He begins to give you wisdom on how to live and how to spend and how to save. And slowly you begin to see that God is blessing you, right? God is making those things that were once hard easier. God is giving you wisdom on how to save, on how to live, and you begin to see God's fingerprints on your life. But we never stop to think, why is God blessing me? What did I do? What did I give to God that has made him bless me like so? So in Luke chapter 5, this is the story of when Jesus calls Peter to follow him. And verse 1 reads, "So it was, as the multitudes pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which is Simon Peter, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little bit from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Verse 4, Jesus, and when he had stopped speaking, Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled or worked all night and caught nothing. Our efforts have produced nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Amen. Amen. So in Luke 5, we see here that Jesus is sitting in the boat of Simon Peter. And Jesus just finished ministering. And Jesus then tells Peter that, hey, cast your net out because I want to show you who I am. See, like many in this room, Peter had a genuine need. Peter was a fisherman. So Peter made his living off fish. And here Peter is in his boat. He hadn't caught fish all night. And here comes Jesus saying, I know you have need of resources, but let me use your boat. I know you don't have a job, but give. I know you don't have what you think you need, but give me more time. I know you are busy and strapped for time and you haven't slept long and you have newborn babies, but spend more time with me in prayer. See, often God starts with the things that we don't have, or he starts with those places that are kind of sore. Like, yeah, you don't have a job, but I just want you just to kind of trust me and sow and give. So Peter here had worked all night. Morning came, caught nothing. And here comes Jesus saying, yeah, you did all that, but now I want to use your boat. I want to actually use that thing that just produced nothing, and I want to use it for my glory. See, I know we love Jesus and we would worship him for free, but the truth is that like Peter, we all have needs. Everybody in this room has something that they're praying to God for, that they're seeking God's face for, seeking God's hand for. So God is not put off by our needs. God knows that we have needs. And in fact, Jesus, because he was fully man, Jesus knew that Peter had a need. But oftentimes, what he does is he will come to you and just kind of stand by and watch and see if you still give him your best despite the need that you have. So Peter here, it says in verse six, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. So why is God blessing me? Why did God just bless Peter with this fish? See, Peter had every right to say, Jesus, I obeyed you. I served you. I sacrificed. I gave you my boat. Surely you owe me something. See, we don't say this, but we think it. I pay my tithes, therefore God has to bless me. I serve in church, therefore God has to do right by me. I'm a nice person, therefore God is doing all these things for me. And Peter had every right to say that, but Peter did not say that because the scripture says, and when they had done this, when they had obeyed, not because they obeyed. So Peter was blessed because he got into alignment with God. Not because he actually gave God something. See, but this is where sometimes I believe that many Christians who mean well can miss it. We think that God owes us. We think that, oh, I just have to strive hard enough, sacrifice hard enough, do these things so well, and then God will definitely have to bless me now. Or we see someone who looks more blessed, and we say, well, God's blessing them because they serve in church, because they, you know, do all these works. See, sometimes we convince ourselves that God owes us. We convince ourselves that we can earn what God wants to freely give us. But in Job 41, verse 11, God is speaking to Job, and God says this, who has first given to me that I should repay him? The whole whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. So God is saying that you cannot outgive me. You cannot give so much that I have to give back to you. Everything I give to you, every blessing I give to you is a measure of my grace. Yes, you might tithe. Yes, you might give. Yes, you might be nice. Yes, you might pray for people and do all these things that God has called us to do. But these things aren't the reason why God is blessing you. And God did not bless Peter that day because Peter let him use the boat. God was trying to do something deeper than just fish. Now, in verse 7, it says this. I'll read from verse 6 and jump into 7. And verse 6 says once again, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So Peter obeyed God, and something began to happen in the boat, in his life. Peter obeyed God, and God began to do something inside his own life, in his boat. And verse 7 says this, so they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. So oftentimes, we think that God has blessed us to be a blessing. See, Peter here, God began to do something in his life. So much fish that he could not contain it in his own boat. So he called his friend's boat to come and get some fish. You know, because Malachi 3:10 says, you know, that I will bless you so much that I will pour out such a blessing that you will not be able to contain it. And oftentimes we believe and we think that this is why God is blessing us. Raise your hand if you've heard this phrase before. It's a blessing to be a blessing. See, everybody thinks that, oh, God has blessed me so I can bless others. God has blessed me so I can sow into the life of other people. And while that is a good thing, that's not why God is blessing us. That's not why God blessed Peter this day. Because sometimes we think that this is the height of being a Christian. When not only are we blessed, but when people begin to see us as blessed. When we begin to have a reputation that's, oh, that's the blessed brother. That's the good guy. You know, that's the one that God loves. You know, that's the one that, hey, if you want to see what God can do with a man, look at him, right? And we see here that Peter's boat was being so blessed that he had enough abundance to pour out into somebody else's boat. And it sounds real spiritual. God has blessed me to bless people. That sounds like a good thing. And it is a good thing, but caution, because the world has their own version of this. Now, I know that we bless people. I know that we, you know, sow into the lives of people. But if we're being real, billionaires who are not saved sow into lives more than we do. So the fact that we are a blessing does not really correlate to why God is blessing us. So just because we are a blessing, just because we can sow into people's lives does not mean that that is why God is blessing us. And sometimes, if we're being real, when God blesses us so much that we can bless other people, we kind of become little gods. Because people begin to go to us first before going to God. They're like, well, that brother has a soul. Let me just go to him. Let me not even pray about it because I know he'll be able to meet my need. You know, I know, you know, he'll be able to give me the things I need to get through. So when we make being a blessing the foundation of why God is blessing us, we often stumble because we put ourselves at the center of why God is blessing us. And yes, we should bless others. Yes, we should sow into ministry. Yes, we should do these things, but that is not why God is blessing us. Verse 8 says this, and when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So here we begin to see why God is blessing us. We begin to see why God is blessing Simon Peter. The first thing is, it says that Simon Peter saw this. Simon Peter saw this. When he saw the fishes, when he saw the blessing, he humbled himself. See, God blesses us so first we can see ourselves, so we can humble ourselves before him. God's blessings should cause us to pause and say, wait a minute, I don't deserve this. I haven't earned this. Why is God blessing me like this? So God's blessing here for Simon made him pause and say, wait a minute, Jesus, I am a sinner. I am not worthy of this. And it's interesting because if it was in our day and age, Simon would have probably wrote some book, 10 Ways to Go from Fishing to Being Blessed, right? We make these ministries off these blessings of God, and we try to sell this thing. But here we see that Simon did not elevate himself, but the blessings caused him to go low. As John said, he must increase and I must decrease. So God's blessings must cause us to pause and say, wait a minute, why is he blessing me like this? I must decrease and find out why. And then he says, for I am a sinful man, Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong with provision and blessings because God provided for Peter. I'm not one of those people that think that, you know, Christians must be without and poor and struggle. No, God needs Christians that are blessed. God needs Christians that have money. God needs Christians that are wealthy, that will give. So God is not against blessing us, but God did not intend for the blessing, for the provision to be the destination. See, God was only trying to show Peter something because what does it profit a man? What would it have profited Peter to get fish that day but miss Jesus? He would have had a boatload full of fish, been rich for months, but he would have walked past the very Savior of the world. So we see here that God is not against blessing people. And it says this, so Peter once again says, I am a sinful man, Lord. So the blessing brought Peter to a place where he could see himself, but it also brought Peter to a place where he could see Jesus. Because we might miss this, but in verse 5, can you show me verse 5, please? In verse 5, Peter said, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, teacher, we have worked all night. But then once Peter actually saw himself, once he actually saw that God wasn't just blessing him just because he let him use his boat or to be a blessing, he then says, I am a sinful man, Lord. Not master, I see you now for who you are. The blessings that you have blessed me with have cleared my eyes. Not only have they humbled me, they've elevated you in my eyes. Because I see now that you can provide for me. I see now that these things that I need are just things. And these things that I need move by your word. So you are not just master, but you are Lord. So as John said, he must increase and I must decrease. And then in verse 9, it says this, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John and the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. So Jesus blessed Simon that day, not because Simon could gave him his boat, not because Simon could be a blessing, but because Jesus wanted to bring Simon to the place where Simon could see for himself that Jesus is better than anything he can bless us with. He's the blessing. He's the prize, not the fishes. See, God was after the man that day. See, we often wake up and think of all the things that we have to do. Okay, I got to, you know, cook breakfast for the kids and clean and do some work and do all these things. Like, we have all these goals on our list. And God only has one goal on his list, you. He just wants you. He wants more time with you. He wants you to see him like he sees you. See, God was after Peter. God was trying to bring Peter from provision to purpose. And the thing is this, when God blesses us, oftentimes he will bless the works of our hand. He'll bless, what we're doing and, like our jobs and things like that. But God's blessings are not intended to stay in our hands. God's blessings must move from our hands to our heart, because then we begin to see God for who he is. So this morning, I know this, that we are all in the same boat. We all have needs that Jesus would, that we want him to meet. And it would be better if he met those needs yesterday, right? Like, we all have things that we want. But the truth is this, that if all we get from Jesus just leads us to having more stuff and him not having more of us, then we've missed it. I mean, we have truly, truly missed it. And something that jumped out to me in this text is that Peter left that boat full of fishes and followed Jesus. Someone else got rich off those fishes. Someone else got the material benefit from that blessing. But Peter left with the real blessing. Peter left with Jesus. Because it is easy to serve God when we have nothing. Let's be real. It is very easy to say, God, I'll follow you when you're broke. God, I'll trust you when you don't have anything else. But what happens when you actually get that bonus? What happens when you actually get paid and you can, buy some things and still have money left over? Do you still say, God, I'll follow you? God, I'll go hard after you? So Peter left everything on that boat. Because no matter what the blessing is, Those fish were temporary. Those fish would die in the next minute and would smell and would rot. And you know, that's the same way with the blessing. It's just like the children of Israel. God told them, I'll bless you with manna. But the manna was not the blessing, because if you kept it too long, it will rot. See, we often think that those blessings are the real blessings. No, the blessing is being obedient and learning to walk with him and learning to know him for who he is. So the question this morning is not if God has blessed you or if he's being good to you. The question is, has the goodness of God brought you closer to him? Has his blessings actually made you humble yourself and see him for who he is? Because oftentimes, if we're being real, and I'm here too, right? The more God blesses you, the more your lifestyle begins to elevate. The more God blesses you, the more you begin to spend more and do more and buy more. Oftentimes, when God blesses us, we don't humble ourselves. We don't stop to say, God, why are you blessing me? What's the purpose of this extra money, these extra things that I have? Why are you pouring out your blessings on me? But we see here that if we miss that, if we don't humble ourselves, we can have the things of God, but miss God himself. So has the blessings of God brought you to a place that you only see him? Has the blessings of God brought you to a place where you begin to present yourself to him? Because God blesses us so he can have us. You know, it's like a husband and a wife. And if that husband goes to work all day, makes enough money to pay for everything, anything that that wife needs and wants, that husband does it. He does it well. He's nice and he's kind. He's patient. All the love language stuff that, you know, y'all like, right? And he's all that good. Now that husband comes home and his wife is like, no, don't touch me. See, that's often what we do with God. We're like, oh yeah, I'll take the blessings, but I won't present myself to you. See, when God is blessing us, what he wants us to do, what he's trying to show us is, I can take care of you. I can take care of you. I want to free you up to present yourself to me. So as God blesses us, as your bank account goes up, your prayer life should go up. As your bank account goes up, your study life should go up. See, that's what it means to actually present yourselves to the Lord. Romans 12:1 says it this way, and this is Paul speaking. I am begging you, I beseech you by the mercies of God, because of all that God has done, because of how much he's blessed us, because of how much he saved us, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Because I've blessed you, now I want you. Because I am the prize, meaning God is the prize, not us, not the things that he gives us, but he is the prize. That by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Not extra, reasonable. It's the common sense service. When God blesses you, you humble yourself, you present yourself to him. It's that simple. So this morning, the message is real simple. Whether or not you are in a season of being blessed, or whether or not you wonder why, you know, why does God bless certain people? It's not because we can earn it. It's not because we've done something great. And it's not just to bless other people, but it's because God wants more of you. God wants to spend more time with you. God is trying to show you that I can take care of you and your family and those kids that you worry about. I can take care of it. I can do it all for you. I just want more of you. I want you to humble yourself and elevate me. I want you to see me as not just master, but as Lord. Amen? So all heads bowed. Let's just go to the Lord and Father, we just thank you this morning. We worship you because we truly do live in the most blessed nation on this earth, Father. You have blessed us, Father. We can come to a church and worship and pray and spend time with you without fear for our lives, Father. Many of us have cars and homes and so many things that we should give you glory and praise for. But Father, you have not blessed us just to be a blessing. And you did not bless us just because we have given you something. But you've blessed us because you want more of us. You've blessed us because you want us to press into you. You've blessed us because you were trying to show us that, son, daughter, I can take care of you. I got this. Spend more time with me. Lean into me. So Heavenly Father, any place in our lives that we have taken our eyes off you and fixed our eyes on the blessing, any place that we have made your provision the goal and not you, Father, forgive us. Forgive us for looking at things and not you. Forgive us for blessing people and not blessing you without time. Forgive us, Father, for simply making idols out of living this blessed life, Father. Father, you are the blessing. You yourself, your presence, walking with you, knowing you, hearing from you, speaking to you, feeling your presence, that is the blessing, Father. Help us to chase that blessing, not the things that are temporary, not the things that will fade away, not the things that won't last, but you. Once again, Lord God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for the wisdom that you are giving us, Father, to chase you and not the things that you can bless us with. Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Ike. That was a very good message. I really enjoyed that. I like how he, you know, made us think about the blessings that we have, but also with the blessings, I had to think, you know, what if Peter was not obedient and didn't do what God asked him to do? He wouldn't have received the blessings. So that's another thing, is that we have to be obedient to what God is telling us to do, and we have to listen to the Holy Spirit so that we can receive those blessings. Thank you all for coming out this morning. Those of you in-house and those of you online, we were so glad that you came out, and we hope that you enjoyed the message as well. And just a few reminders, if you haven't had a chance to give, we ask that you please help support the ministry. And also, please hold Sister Smith and her family in prayer. Her husband, Rodney, passed away unexpectedly this past week. So let's keep them in our prayers. And we want to thank you all. We want to thank all of you who came to movie night on Friday. We appreciate you very much. Now, if you would stand to your feet, I'm going to say a prayer and dismiss us out. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the gifts that you do give us. We pray, God, that when you do bless us with these gifts, that we remember to say, first of all, thank you. And second of all, as Pastor Ike was saying, that we will get more into you, more in prayer, more in our word. And the more that you bless us, the more that we get into our word, so that people around us will see that is definitely a blessed child of God. And we would be an example, so that maybe they will want to come and ask, what must I do to be blessed like you? And that would give us an opportunity to witness. Father God, we just thank you for this word, and we pray that it does not go on deaf ears. We can go out and tell others about it. I pray this prayer in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen and amen. You are dismissed.